in essence, it's our job to embed a cultural education in every New Yorker's lives in one way or another.
Mark Shamin has been appointed to serve and oversee the Office of Cultural Education. Shamin has a local connection. He's not from the region, but is a 1979 graduate of Buffalo State. Shamin has more than 20 years of cultural education experience in his past position with the State Museum. The Office of Cultural Education includes the State Museum, State Archives, and State Library. Shamin stressed the importance of utilizing hundreds of millions of archives, documents, and publications to assist in student learning.
The institutions within cultural education is the State Museum, State Library, New York State Archives, Summer School for the Arts, and public broadcasting from educational television. We're a center for research for all things New York, and we're really, as a unified institution, these five pieces within one, the largest institution of its kind anywhere within a state education department. New York has a tremendous history. We've got assets not only here in Albany at the institutions here, but across the state.
A Regents Advisory Council for Museums reaches out statewide. Shamin tells WBFO News that's how this helps students right here in Buffalo.
The Birchfield Penny Art Center is one of our collaborators. We just did a program at a library about World War I. We sent historians across the state. Big emphasis is to get out to the schools and to encourage them to turn to their local library and museum and to come use documents as part of their educational life as much as possible.
The Cultural Education Office also hosts the popular New York Summer School for the Arts program. 400 students across the state attend each summer at several locations. Shamin says the goal of the Cultural Education Office will be to increase its reach and enhance collaborations. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.